WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 6. It's 43 degrees. We'll take a look at your full forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. It may be early in the state legislative session, but the Texas Senate's Finance Committee heard yesterday from Texas A&M President Michael Young. He was speaking at the same time as the university's Assistant Vice President for External Affairs. Chad Wooten told those attending the Chamber of Commerce Economic Outlook Conference that A&M will continue to pursue what are called special items that are outside the lawmaker's regular budget.
They will impact the Health Science Center and our state agency partners far more than they will impact Texas A&M University, but we all have an impact there, and some of those are very important, doing very important work. Others will need to have a real heart-to-heart with ourselves about how we make that investment in what we do.
Also making a reference to A&M's future state funding was the chief economist at A&M's Real Estate Center, Jim Gaines.
I do know that the university has already cut back a little bit, announced some cutbacks internally. The legislature basically was getting rid of all of the non-appropriated fund.
According to A&M's communications office, the university has not announced or implemented any budget cutbacks. They believe Dr. Gaines' comments amounted to speculation in his role at the Real Estate Center. A Consolidated Middle School student is in juvenile detention after he was arrested yesterday for carrying a loaded handgun in his backpack. College Station police say the 13-year-old young man told officers he was holding the gun for someone else. According to an email sent to parents and provided by the CSISD Central Office, no one was injured. Another student alerted administrators who found the accused and immediately confiscated the pistol and unloaded it. According to the email, the school's initial investigation revealed the student did not plan to use the weapon at school. Two Bryan men were arrested by College Station police for an armed robbery that took place at 3:20 yesterday morning. 19-year-old Carlos Garcia and 20-year-old Frank Shargaloff are accused of taking cell phones from two of five people at what PD described as a gathering inside a home at Muir and Brandenburg Lane, which is south of Graham and west of Victoria. Witnesses told police the two then drove away in a vehicle belonging to one of the victims. Detectives found the suspects at a home in Bryan. CSPD found the vehicle, the cell phones, and two guns. This Saturday is a special fundraising event for a local firefighter fighting brain cancer. Bryan firefighter Race Richardson's battle with brain cancer began in 2006. Doctors were able to remove 85% of the tumor, but had to leave the rest because of its location. Race's sister, Risa Honeyhouse, says her brother has never let the cancer slow him down.
To the normal person, if you were like, oh my gosh, I don't want to do that, he's the first person going to, well, I do. He loves skydiving. He loves motocross. He loves racing dirt bikes and Harleys and anything adrenaline-based. So he's just that person that just lives life to the fullest. And I think that was partly due to the cancer.
A recent checkup shows the cancer is growing again, and doctors suggested 6 weeks of radiation treatment at MD Anderson in Houston. Risa says the owner of New Republic Brewing Company reached out looking to help.
And he just asked, could we have a fundraiser at our brewery and have, you know, live music and barbecue and just get as many people out as we can, you know, to talk to Race and just raise some funds for him.
Saturday's event is from 2 to 10 at the brewery on North Dowling Road, and a GoFundMe account has also been set up to help Race with lodging costs and medical bills. You can find more information on these fundraising efforts at WTAW.com. WTAW News Time is 9 minutes after 6. It's 43 degrees. You can text us at 979-695-1620. More news at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Brad Mitchell in the studio here with Matt from Sunshine Fun Pools. Now, Matt, it's the new year. People now are making resolutions, things like that. You got any sort of suggestions that people might have for their resolutions this year?
How about having your own workout facility in your own backyard? A heated swimming pool can do that for you, Brad.
That's awesome. Now, of course, obviously, pools aren't just for getting in shape. They're also fun for the whole family, right?
Yeah, you know, one New Year's resolution we hear a lot is that families want to spend more time together. And I think there's nothing better than having a pool in your backyard. This is the time. If you want a pool for 2017, Call us right now and let's talk. Let's sit down. Let's look at your backyard and let's get a pool started.
Don't wait. Let Sunshine Fun Pools help you fulfill your New Year's resolution today by giving them a call at 690-3343 or click sunshinefunpools.com. They've got easy financing and 48-hour approval guaranteed. And that free Hayward heater deal has been so successful, they're going to extend it one more month. That's Sunshine Fun Pools, 690-3343 or sunshinefunpools.com.
Hey, good morning. It's 610. Doing some weather right now, brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications at 775-2929.
High pressure will continue to build in across Texas, and that's going to result in sunshine today. Any cloudiness will continue to move down towards Houston and Galveston. Temperatures up to 55 to 60. Overnight, we're clear, lows 35 to 40. We have sunny weather in the forecast for tomorrow, 55 to 60. Tomorrow night, clouding up, lows will be 35 to 40. So morning cloudy this Saturday, then becoming partly sunny with a high around 60 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, the A&M men's basketball team snapped a three-game road losing streak with their win over Ole Miss last night. Meanwhile, in the NBA, the Mavs took down the Knicks while the Rockets lost for their sixth straight time in nine games. And Brent Musburger is calling it quits. All the details and more coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Really?
Brent!
Yep.
Huh. So we got Vern and Brent. Well, Vern's still going to do golf every
is
once
he?
In a while. Yeah.
Okay.
And then there's Brent.
Hmm.
And one of them is a good announcer, so that's, you know, got that going for you.
So
what can I say? Well, I mean, one of them does know the difference between Texas and Texas A&M.
Well, good point.
Yeah, that's
good
true.
Point.
That's
just
true.
Just a few of those things.
Some minor detail.
So anyway, well, that's great. Well, we'll talk about Brindle. Actually, I just started watching the 30 for 30 about the legend of Jimmy the Greek. And again, you'd have to be old to remember.
Mm-hmm.
There used to be just this one NFL pregame show that had Brent Musburger, and this is back when they had leisure suits where the shirts, you know, were open collar. And,
yep.
And so Brent was on along with a guy named Irv Cross, who was a football player, and Phyllis George, who was a former Miss America.
Mm.
Yeah. And then Jimmy the Greek, who was this guy who was a bookie kind of person.
Okay.
Who would talk about, you know, who was going to win.
Okay.
And they got in a fight one day, and Jimmy the Greek punched Brent, I think.
Really?
And, oh, yeah, yeah.
Wow.
It was quite the thing.
Quite entertaining.
It was. Well, and Jimmy had a pretty good gig until he started talking about the physiology of African-American football players.
Yeah, that's a
and then he said, well,
touchy,
you know, that's
subject.
That's the reason that the slave owners had them.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Jimmy.
It was a little tough to come back from that one. But
yeah.
Anyway. But yeah, well, sure, we'll talk about Brent later on today. Also today, we'll find out that the U.S. is no longer a full democracy. I don't know if you knew that or
really?
Not. Yeah, apparently they were telling us wrong all these years.
Oh,
so,
what?
Yeah, I know.
I always thought we were a republic, but yeah, what do I know?
Okay, get this. A travel website has been accused of objectifying women after publishing a survey that rated airlines based on the beauty of their flight attendants.
Ooh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Can't do that. Can't do that.
What's your first clue? Trippy.com.
Okay.
Reportedly took the photos of 50 women from various airlines off LinkedIn. See, that's what LinkedIn is good for.
Oh,
that's it.
We found our answer.
That's it. To create a composite image to represent each company. It then asked 2,000 people to rate the employee's physical appearance on a scale of 1 to 10.
So they didn't actually show the individual's pictures? It just morphed into one?
No. I think created a... I don't know. Yeah, you're right.
Because in that case...
yeah, okay.
That makes a difference.
It does, well, because you're not... You know, putting their pictures out there and actually just rating the individual person, it'd be like morphing our three faces into one. I don't really want to think about that.
Yeah, really. Yeah. Well, I guess we have to go to the website and find out.
All right,
which is probably the whole purpose of this story.
Is it taken down, though, already?
I don't know.
Okay.
The post by Trippy, which it has since been removed.
Oh.
I see. Dang. Began with cramped seats. Fewer free snacks usually make air travel a real drag, so it's always nice to have a friendly face to connect with during your moments of suffering. Their words. Anyway, I don't know. There's good. Look, there could be screenshots out there. We have no idea.
That's just, dead.
We'll look and see. Trippy.com. Yeah, okay.
I don't know if I really want to use that website anyway.
Yes, that's right. Yeah.
Info?
Mation.
Well, that's when you go to a coworker's computer.
Exactly.
That's why you have coworkers, so you can go drop cookies on their computer.
Okay? That wasn't me.
Yeah, I didn't do that. I think I'd go
what
to a website.
What is Garrett
like that.
Looking at?
Yeah. Hey.
Oh. Good morning,
The Bush Presidential Library is honored to welcome New York Times bestselling author Kate Anderson Brower on February 21st. Kate will discuss different aspects of the public and private world of the White House. She is the author of the best-selling book, The Residence, Inside the Private World of the White House. The program starts at 7 p.m., followed by a reception and book signing. Visit bush41.org and click on the Events tab for reservations.
Good morning, it's 6:16. Infomaniacs, we're in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. It's January 26th, that's day 26, got 339 of them to go. It's Spouse's Day, so if you got one, celebrate.
All right.
It's Australia Day. They get a day all to themselves. I don't know what that's about.
Wow.
Okay.
Well, let's see, Australia Day. Yes, it's a country, it's a continent, it's a land of pristine beaches and merciless deserts and adorable little koala bears.
And things that eat you.
That's right.
And tons of things that want you dead.
There are critters there that are no place else.
Talk about a death trap.
Yep. Australia Day celebrated annually on January the 26th, as that marks the anniversary of the 1788 arrival of the first fleet of British ships at New South Wales. So there, of course, we know was a penal colony for a long, long time, and some of those people stayed down there, and they misbehave. All right, it's Peanut Brittle Day.
Ooh,
Peanut Brittle Day.
Okay.
All right,
which is, I guess it's around.
My grandma makes it every Christmas.
But I think that's it. Most peanut brittle that's worth eating is only done around the holidays, and basically consumed because you know who made it.
Right.
Just
that's
going in and getting prepackaged peanut brittle.
Nobody's going to the store and buying a big package of peanut brittle.
Not a bunch of it. All right, we got some birthdays.
We do got some birthdays. The Octomom's octuplets.
Oh.
They're eight.
Yeah.
So
that's a lot of eights. I feel like that's a special birthday for them. A
lot of octos there. Manti Te'o, you guys remember him?
Oh, yeah, with the fake girlfriend.
Whatever happened to him?
Yeah. Is he still playing?
I don't know.
I don't even know, but he's only 26. All that happened. Remember how long ago that happened?
Yeah, he was a senior in college.
Yeah, he's only 26 now.
Gosh, imagine making your life a train wreck. Never mind.
Right from the get-go.
There we go.
Colin O'Donohue is 36. He plays Captain Hook on ABC's Once Upon a Time. Vince Carter is 40, the basketball player who's now on the Memphis Grizzlies. Andrew Ridgely is 54. He's the other guy from Wham. The one who's still alive. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Wayne Gretzky is 56. The great one. Ellen DeGeneres is 59. Let's see here.
Ellen.
Yeah.
I love Ellen.
You know, she really is. She's pretty funny.
She's so funny.
Yeah, pretty funny. Yep.
She really is.
Yeah. Don't agree with her politics, but, she's very funny and very pleasant person. Anita Baker is 59. The singer. Eddie Van Halen, 62.
Wow, lucky to be alive.
Yeah, he is.
Collecting bets.
Mm-hmm. Lucinda Williams, also a country type singer, is 64. Jerry Sandusky.
Oh, yeah.
He's 73.
Okay.
And Bob Uecker.
Hey, just a little bit outside.
Just a little bit outside. Yeah. He's 82.
All right.
Manti Te'o is still playing, by the way.
Yeah, and you see his girlfriend?
No.
Oh, yeah. There's a... strangely enough, on January the 22nd, they posted a picture. Manti Te'o's new girlfriend, model Jovi Nicole, this one's real.
I was going to say, is he with her? Yeah. Well, really, the joke could have ended there when you said, did you see his girlfriend? And she said, nope.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, sorry. I should have punched out right then. Yeah, well, of course, he's a rich football player now.
Exactly.
All right. Exactly. That's never happened ever before.
No.
All right, 620.
Hi, this is Roy Bowman from Bowman Business and Tax Services. It's tax time once again, and we are here to help you. We have been preparing and e-filing tax returns since 1987 and are now a Dave Ramsey-endorsed local provider. Do you know the new tax laws? Don't be one of the thousands of people who prepare their own return and pay the IRS too much money. We guarantee fast and accurate preparation. Call Bowman Business and Tax Services at 696-6776 for your appointment. That's 696-6776.
Your morning cup of Sean. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
All right, according to the UK paper The Mirror, terrorism is now soaring across the world, with attacks increasing by 25% each and every year. Quote, Islamic State fighters were responsible for more than a third of the world's 24,202 deaths from terrorism last year. Now, research shows that ISIS is the most effective at killing sworn enemies. In the years 2015-2016, its fighters launched 4,236 attacks, resulting in the deaths of 10,807 civilians. Now, isn't this the same terror group that Obama called the JV team that he said was contained? Well, thankfully, as of last Friday, we now have a president who is not afraid to call out our enemy and use the term radical Islamic extremists.
The conservative underground meets later today on the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hey, you know, everybody's got a to-do list. Drop everything off, the dry cleaning, pick up some milk. Here's an idea. Let's save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. Now, the good thing is you don't have to drop off anything or pick up anything. All you have to do is go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, well, you can be saving 15% or more on car insurance. Maybe you need extra money in your pocket. It just may be the most rewarding thing you do today. Now, it's that easy. Save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. Just go to geico.com. Geico.com. Transition seamlessly from presentation to meeting and from work to home with the Dell Latitude 13 7000 series, the laptop that takes care of business. The powerful performance and incredible battery life from this reliable business class PC featuring Intel Core processors. It lets small business employees do their best work wherever it takes them. So learn more at Dell.com/radio. That's Dell.com/radio.
Warranties. That's another item every roofing company is promising you. Inevitably, if you've been in business for any length of time, you'll have a warranty issue. Our advice is simple. Trust but verify. Don't take everything that's said as fact. Ask the roofing company for a person which they had to honor their warranty. For peace of mind, go with the name the Brazos Valley has known for decades. Schulte Roofing, home of the Bulletproof Roof Guarantee.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the Bulletproof Roof Guarantee.
I'm Bruce Vail with Your Money Now. Shares of Kraft Heinz are moving higher in after-hours trading after the food company announced a partnership with Oprah Winfrey to launch a new line of packaged foods. They'll launch a joint venture called Mealtime Stories and a new food line they said will make real, nutritious products more accessible to everyone. Shares of Weight Watchers International are also higher in late trading. While Weight Watchers is not part of the new partnership, Ms. Winfrey owns 10% of that company. General Motors shares gained 3.5% today. Morgan Stanley analysts made GM their top pick among car makers, saying the automaker is serious about capital discipline and is likely to significantly return cash to shareholders. The broader market rallied today with the Dow Jones Industrial Average up 155 points to 20,068. The NASDAQ rose 55 points. The S&P 500 gained 18. That's your money now.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated, price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $28 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino, and believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-244-6060. That's 1-800-244-6060. 1-800-244-6060 or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of the businesses sponsoring the games of your favorite team.
Businesses like Pioneer Steel, Schulte Roofing, Prosperity Bank, Atkinson Toyota, Hargrove Insurance, and Cherry Rufino Realtors.
Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Oh, yeah, that's us at 625. And so did you know that there's a secret room at Mount Rushmore?
Yeah.
Oh, you did know that?
Yeah, okay. I heard about it before.
Okay. 14 years was spent planning, sculpting, overseeing the completion of Mount Rushmore.
Mm-hmm.
And so the guy who developed it, he was worried that his creation, one that used 400 by 500 feet in the rock caverns to depict the faces of the presidents, would one day be shrouded in mystery. Who knew?
Oh.
What he did is this room is back in, what happened is the guy who was creating it called the Hall of Records in 1938. Wow, I see a picture of it. This thing is ginormous.
Really?
And it's right behind Abraham Lincoln's head.
Okay.
And
well, big head. So
that's it. That's right.
Good
big
place
head,
to
so
put it.
Big room. Mm-hmm. So anyhow, that's in there, and they didn't ever use it for anything, but apparently he wanted it there, and it's got a little sculpture thing that's got his name on it.
Cool.
And all the reasons that he did this. You know, he was going to go all the way down to their feet.
Oh, really?
That was the plan.
Like full body sculpture.
Yeah, yeah, and his son promised he'd finish the project.
Oh.
Yeah, well, it didn't work out
no,
so well.
It didn't.
But it's still up there, and I guess that's probably something I'd like to see in person.
Yeah, I've heard it's a little anticlimactic, but
well, much like the Alamo, they do a tight shot, right?
Good idea. Yep, good yeah. point. Good yeah. point.
Plus the fact that you're in South Dakota when you get done looking at it. But aside
oh,
from
yeah.
that, anyhow, hey, we've got weather that's pretty nice right now. Look for a high temperature. And actually, the most important thing is that we got sunshine because we haven't been having that. But look for a high temperature today, about 60 degrees. And we're going to keep this pattern all the way through probably Monday. Maybe gets a little bit warmer on Monday, up to maybe 70. But winds will stay out of the north, which will keep the humidity down and pretty pleasant. Kind of chilly in the evening, so we'll do 35 tonight. Probably about 37 on Friday and Saturday. So kind of stuff you're really supposed to have this time of year. North winds at 9 right now. Relative humidity is 56%. We've got fair skies, and it's 43 out there.
Most people can agree that it's not a good idea to complain about your food because essentially you're biting the hand that feeds you. I'm Brad Mitchell, and this is A Bit of Info. Well, a 46-year-old guy named David Evans took his wife out to an Indian restaurant in Wales on Saturday, and when the waiter asked how their food was, they said the meat was tough and rubbery. So the chef came out to talk to him. David's wife says the chef was rude and started swearing, so David followed him to the kitchen to get an apology, and instead got a fistful of chili powder in his eyes. Ow! A security camera got it all on video. The chef claims he thought David was going to hit him, so he threw chili powder in his face in self-defense. It doesn't look like David ever touched him, though. You can Google the video if you want. David says it was the most painful thing he's ever experienced, and he couldn't see at all. He tried flushing his eyes out in the bathroom, but it didn't help, and he eventually went to the hospital in an ambulance. His doctors had to tape tiny tubes to his forehead and keep dripping some sort of solution into his eyes until he could see again. Apparently, he could have gone blind, and the chili powder also caused burns on his hands and chest. The chef is facing assault charges. Yeah, I'd say so. Chili powder to the eyes. Ugh, poor guy. I'm Brad Mitchell, and this is A Bit of Info.
Dayhill, a Xerox company, is the leader in business solutions for over 20 years. We're more than just copiers. Let the Dayhill team help you create document and content management in a safe and secure environment that will store and retrieve your important data quickly. Whether you're looking for copy equipment, managed print services, IT solutions, or fax and scan services, let the local Dayhill sales team help you find the perfect solution with our Dayhill 360 assessment. Local service, local sales, local knowledge is Dayhill's customer service commitment to you. Contact Dayhill locally today, 774-2200, or at dayhill.com.
You only need to hire a realtor every once in a while when you buy or sell your house. So how do you pick one? I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know. Coming up.
Honey, I'm really worried about our retirement funds.
Oh, me too. We lost so much value in the recession in the stock market. I'm worried we won't have enough to retire.
Jim next door told me that he had set up a new kind of IRA with a gold silver group. He said how simple and safe it was. It's a private storage IRA, and we could have real gold and silver in our hands.
Really? You mean we can actually see it and touch it?
Absolutely. Jim said we could have all the benefits of an IRA to help build our retirement income. Bottom line, we would own a real tangible asset, and we would have the security of knowing we're protected no matter what the economy does. What do you think?
I think we need to find out how to get our own private storage IRA. We need to call the Gold Silver Group right now.
Are you ready to protect your future? Call 800-296-8617 now to find out how easy and safe it is to set up a private storage IRA with Gold Silver Group and find out how you can qualify for up to $700 in free silver. All transactions are privately delivered and fully insured. Please call us now. 800-296-8617. 800-296-8617.
When you buy or sell a house, you use a realtor, but you don't do that very often. So how do you choose a realtor?
I think the best way to go about finding a good realtor is to first of all think about, one, what's your objective? When you sell your home, what do you really want out of that transaction?
Realtor Aaron Hendon, author of the book, Don't Get Fooled Again.
I think the answer most people would give there is, I want to sell my home for the most money, and I want to sell it in the least amount of time. And I want the least hassle. I mean, if they just stopped and got present to what they really wanted.
Then Aaron says once you know that, you should interview several realtors.
Under any other circumstance, you wouldn't just hire someone. You would interview someone. Mike, the thing is that in my years in real estate, my partner's years in real estate, it's so seldom that we actually get interviewed.
And the big question you should ask every realtor, says Aaron, is,
tell me your track record in selling homes. What percent of asking price do you sell homes for? And how many days on market? And how does that compare to the local average? The realtor should know that information, should be able to tell you. That's the number one question that I find that would make the most sense that people don't ask.
And Aaron says it's also important to feel good about the person who's selling your home for you.
Have them take you out to lunch and see if there's a connection, because you are going to need to like this person. You're going to be working with this person for a long time in a very expensive proposition. This is the most expensive thing you own.
At somethingyoushouldknow.net, I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
WTAW News Time is 6:32. It's 43 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Mar Eye Center, providing the finest quality eye care for the entire family, where our vision is to maintain, protect, and improve your vision. Go to mareyecenter.com for more information. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. Well, it's only the third week of the legislative session. Texas A&M's president and system chancellor were in Austin yesterday testifying before the Senate Finance Committee about future funding. The university's assistant vice president of external affairs, Chad Wooten, told those attending the Chamber of Commerce Economic Outlook Conference they support keeping the same state funding formula.
The reason we made the investment in strategic growth was we knew the formulas were the right thing for all of higher education and for the state. So keep the fund formula. We can play by those rules.
Wooten also brought up the future of what are called special items that are outside the lawmakers' regular budget.
There's lots of debate this week about whether special items should still be funded and at what level. And we accept that those are discussions and are prepared for those discussions.
Next year's state funding was also brought up by chief economist of A&M's Real Estate Center, Jim Gaines.
That's a variable right now for the next couple of years in this community, is what the budget for the university is going to be. I don't anticipate a big problem. I do know that the university has already cut back a little bit, announced some cutbacks internally. We'll have to see how that falls out. The legislature basically was getting rid of all of the non-appropriated fund.
A&M's communications office believes Gaines was speculating as part of his position at the real estate center. As far as the communications office knows, the university has not announced or implemented any budget cutbacks. This week's appointments by Governor Abbott to the University of Texas System Board of Regents has come under fire by the Senate's two black members, Boris Miles of Houston and Royce West of Dallas.
Senator West expressed concern the governor's office was not able to identify a single African-American to consider for the post.
After personally having conversations with the governor's staff last session, I felt reasonably assured that the governor's office would proceed.
Real estate investor Gary Prentice was the last his term ran out in 2013.
It's important because that board decides policy.
Abbott Press Secretary John Whitman released a statement saying Abbott will continue to seek out willing public servants who not only share his vision for Texas, but also reflect the diversity of the state. In Austin, Chris Fox, TSN News.
College Station police arrested a Consolidated middle school student yesterday for carrying a loaded pistol in their backpack. According to an email sent to parents and provided by the CSISD central office, no one was injured. Another student alerted administrators who found the accused and immediately confiscated the pistol and unloaded it. According to the email, the school's initial investigation revealed the student did not plan to use the weapon at school. College Station police report the 13-year-old young man was taken to juvenile detention on a charge of possessing a firearm in a prohibited area. According to CSPD, the student told officers he was holding the gun for someone else. What College Station police described as a gathering involving seven people at a home at 3:20 in the morning yesterday turned into an armed robbery. Five victims all said they knew the suspects and were, according to CSPD, having a good time when all of a sudden one of the men pulled out a handgun and the second took a shotgun belonging to one of the victims. The suspects then left the house at Mir and Brandenburg Lane and drove away in one of the victims' vehicles. Detectives found the men at a home in Bryan and recovered the phones, the guns, and the vehicle. 20-year-old Frank Chargaloff and 19-year-old Carlos Garcia of Bryan were arrested for aggravated robbery and unauthorized use of a motor vehicle. Bryan firefighters are investigating the cause of a house fire yesterday afternoon near Stephen F. Austin Middle School in the district's Performing Arts Center. Fire Chief Randy McGregor is not aware of any injuries to occupants or firefighters. However, a dog did lose its life. The fire took place after school at 802 East 32nd near Ennis Street. And a Bryan firefighter battling brain cancer is receiving support throughout the community. In 2006, Race Richardson was on his way home from a motocross race when he suffered a seizure. Doctors found a cancerous tumor on his brain. Race's sister, Risa Huntinghouse, says after being told multiple times that it was too risky of an operation, a doctor at MD Anderson agreed to surgery.
About 15% of it is still left in his fine motor skill strip, and kind of the reasoning behind leaving it is, you know, his speech would be affected. There, you know, he could have some paralysis if they tried to remove it all due to the location.
Risa says in 2011, an MRI revealed Race's cancer was growing and he went through 13 months of oral chemotherapy. The treatment stopped the growth and Race went back to putting his life on the line for others.
He has never wanted to be defined by his cancer. He's worked really hard at really not letting it affect his life.
But during a recent checkup, his doctor found that the cancer was growing again, and Race will undergo medical testing and radiation treatments 5 days a week for 6 weeks at MD Anderson. A GoFundMe account has been set up to help with Race's lodging and medical bills. And this Saturday, New Republic Brewing Company is hosting an event with live music, food, and beer from 2 to 10 at their location on North Dowling Road. A link to more information is online at WTAW.com. WTAW News Time is 6:37. It's 43 degrees. Text us at 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by Mar Eye Center. More news at the top of the hour, or you can always go to our website, WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
If your field of vision is narrow, if you experience night blindness, halos, floaters, or blurred vision, you may have a cataract. But don't worry. Almost everyone who lives a long life will develop cataracts at some point. Mar Eye Center specializes in cataract surgery with excellent outcomes and good patient care. Don't hesitate to call the friendly staff at Mar Eye Center at 776-7564 for your appointment. Mar Eye Center, thanking you for your business. Mar Eye Center, 776-7564.
Bryan Broadcasting encourages you to go local by supporting our local businesses. When you shop, live, look, and dine locally, your tax dollars stay right here in the Brazos Valley, helping provide the services that make Bryan College Station a great place to live. You also help businesses grow, providing more jobs. Bryan Broadcasting and Pet Supplies Plus, What's the Buzz, and the Chocolate Gallery featuring Sienna's Cakes all remind you to go local.
With Sioux Falls Prater Equipment, you'll be able to power into the new year. Right now, get a John Deere 320E skid steer with 0% interest for 48 months, plus up to 2,000 hours of powertrain and hydraulic warranty. With 6,000 pounds of groundbreaking John Deere power and optional Michelin Tweel tires, you'll be able to dig in where other loaders just spin. Visit cptractor.com today.
Offer ends February 28, 2017. Subject to approved installment credit with John Deere Financial. Some restrictions apply. Other offers available. See dealer for details.
Good morning, 639. Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by Action Sports. Home of the Can-Am Spider and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see them yourself at Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East. Click on actionsportstx.com.
High pressure will continue to build our way with cooler temperatures. We'll see lots of sunshine. Highs will be somewhere between 55 and 60 this afternoon. We should be clear overnight, lows 35 to 40. High pressure stays in control tomorrow. Lots of sunshine with temperatures between 55 and 60 once again. Clouds move in tomorrow night, 35 to 40. Clouds will give way to partial sunshine Saturday. Highs on Saturday, very close to 60. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, we'll hear from Coach Billy Kennedy on the A&M men's basketball team's road win over Ole Miss last night. Meanwhile, it'll be Williams against Williams in the Australian Open, and Brent Musburger is ending his sportscasting career. All the details and more coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There you go. There is a, I don't know if you've seen the website before, it's called Bad Lip Reading.
Oh, gosh, yes.
And it's funny stuff. Well, they have apparently put one together of the inauguration.
And it's hilarious.
Is it okay? I haven't seen it yet. They normally do really, really good work.
So yeah, it's very funny.
So it's so the Republicans are, drinking good wine and hanging out in Philadelphia.
Mm-hmm.
They apparently went by bus. They had video of them on a bus from Washington to Philadelphia, which I thought was pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
Party bus. Well, they got cool. We didn't see them load the coolers in the back, but you can bet they did. You can bet that they did. Put a bunch of guys and gals over there for a fun weekend. So anyhow, and
did have like a disco ball coming down from the ceiling.
They probably got that in Philadelphia proper.
Mm-hmm.
And the president's going to be there today.
The president will speak to congressional Republicans who are meeting to strategize on health care, tax reform, immigration, and policy unity. White House Press Secretary Sean Spicer.
In addition to discussing his legislative agenda, he'll also provide an update on the actions that he's going to be taking in the next few days.
Lawmakers will also hear from British Prime Minister Theresa May, the first time a foreign head of state addressed such a gathering. Protesters are planning a march outside the Republican conference in downtown Philadelphia.
And what are they going to protest? They just want to be someplace. I don't have a job.
They
so
don't
want
to go to
protest.
Work. Or they don't have a job, or they want to skip school.
Yeah,
or,
that's.
Don't want to go to class.
I'm cutting class today so I can come here and
doing
protest.
It for the cause.
Yeah,
and it's just not doing anything.
No.
All these protests and things—they're just not doing anything.
Well, but they like doing that.
It makes them feel better.
Yeah, that's true. So, and of course, Philadelphia, the home of Benjamin Franklin. He's buried there, and. Which I don't know if they've changed it or not, but when I saw it years ago, it was just like a little marker.
Yeah.
I was kind of going, wow, that's Benjamin Franklin's grave, and it's got like a 1-foot by 2-foot marker. He's famous,
Yeah.
He's kind of a big deal.
Yeah.
He's on the 100.
That's right. He is. He's got him a C note. So anyhow, apparently this was the day that he wrote the letter in support of naming the turkey as our national bird back in 1784, complaining that the eagle was a bird of bad moral character.
Ooh.
Now, here's my thought. Let's say that they decided to make the turkey the national bird.
Would we still eat it on Thanksgiving?
What would
or other holidays?
What would we be eating on Thanksgiving?
Yeah,
or
some
for lunch.
Yep.
Yeah.
For lunch.
Butterball turkey. It's Butterball Eagle? I don't know that would work.
Just ham?
Yeah, really, exactly.
I mean, I suppose we can't know how good eagle is. We've never had it before.
No, that's true. But we might be missing out on something.
We probably would have, killed them all off by now, considering they are
birds of bad moral character. Well, you've never seen an eagle as big as a turkey, so it'd take like a bunch of them to feed the whole family for Thanksgiving.
Right. Well, we probably would have started injecting them with,
that's
hormones,
right. Yeah,
too.
And they'd be wandering around and wouldn't be able to fly. That's,
right.
Yeah,
how
true.
Funny would that be?
Yeah, it would be a little bit strange. So anyway, so the president did sign the executive order yesterday
about that wall thing. You know, he said he was going to, and so sure enough.
As he did many times on the campaign trail, President Trump made the emotional argument to enhance border security, inviting to the DHS a number of parents whose children were killed by illegal aliens.
I want you to know your children will not have lost their lives for no reason.
And a lot more, too, coming possibly on Friday, stemming immigration from countries that are hotbeds of terrorism. President Trump is expected to suspend, at least temporarily, visas from places like Iraq and Syria and Yemen and Sudan and Somalia and Libya. He's also expected to reduce the number of refugees that are allowed into this country and potentially suspend all refugees from Syria on a temporary basis until those so-called extreme vetting measures are in place.
There you go. And then there's always
Trump tweets.
So what do we got?
So about 2 hours ago, I don't know if this man sleeps.
At 2 hours
yes,
ago?
Yes, two right. hours ago. Okay. He tweeted, ungrateful traitor, all capital letters, Chelsea Manning, who should have never been released from prison, is now calling President Obama a weak leader. Terrible.
Is that right?
So he actually sticks up for Obama in a tweet. Yeah.
Oh, man. Wow. Well, again, the guy got pardoned.
I know.
Isn't great? Or excuse me, gal. Very confusing.
But yeah, and so now she's coming out and saying that President Obama's a weak leader. Okay. So
2 hours ago, too.
Yep. All right, and then the remaining tweets that, you know, since yesterday have just been pictures or promoting his interview with David Muir.
See, I'm just telling you, the guy knows how to do that
he
stuff.
He does. And I looked at the POTUS account just to make sure I hadn't missed anything. Yeah. But it looks like most of the juicy stuff is going to come from his personal account.
Okay, that sounds fair.
Yeah, and I think he's actually got someone else running POTUS altogether, like a media personnel, you know.
Handle that part for me.
Exactly.
Yeah, because I want to do my other stuff when I get really angry and want to send one out there.
Exactly. We do have some texters texting in about the taste of eagle, which I'm not sure if that should disturb me. Tastes like chicken. Since eagles or scavengers, they probably taste a lot like buzzards.
Oh.
And how do you know what a buzzard tastes
good.
Like?
Yeah, good. And then a bald eagle tastes like a spotted owl.
Oh, that's, yeah, okay, yeah, I got that one.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
We're going to start talking about buzzard chili now. So Mary Tyler Moore passed away at the age of 80, and somehow or other her politics was a thing. I didn't realize that, here we go.
Mary Tyler Moore was a legend, but many did not know what her politics were. During the 1960s and 70s, she had a reputation as a liberal, endorsing President Jimmy Carter for re-election in a 1980 campaign television ad. However, in an interview in 2011, her friend and Mary Tyler Moore co-star Ed Asner claimed on the O'Reilly Factor that Moore...
Mary's become much more conservative of late.
And in a Parade magazine article just a few years before that, Moore did identify herself as a libertarian centrist who watches Fox News, saying in a quote, "I like Charles Krauthammer and Bill O'Reilly. If McCain had asked me to campaign for him, I would have."
Well, there you go.
All right.
So there's your Mary Tyler Moore stuff. We'll have a lot more about her later on this morning. All right, 647.
Wanted.com salutes the employee of the month. The one employee you can't live without. The others, let's just call them Dave.
Hey, Dave, why is the other Dave chopping down a tree out front?
Well, Mr. Employee of the Month, you said you needed some set.
I said I needed that report ASAP, as in right away.
Oh, so what does that have to do with the tree?
Oh, boy.
We believe local businesses should be packed with more local employees of the month and fewer Daves. We make it easy to post a job, and it's local, so you won't get spammed by faraway job seekers. AggielandHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feed, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
I get a lot of requests for plants that will fill a tall space, but where there isn't a whole lot of horizontal room in the landscape. Narrow, tall plants do not abound in our garden. garden centers. There are several, but they're not especially good landscaping choices. I think that's a good place to consider a vine, or if a vine isn't practical, maybe an espalier. Espaliers are shrubs or trees that are trained to grow two-dimensionally. We'll talk about them right after this message. Get ready for gardening season 2017 with Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. Order by calling my office during the weekdays, 800-752-GROW, or order it at neilsperry.com. This is the book that covers all of your outdoor gardening activities, from lawns and landscapes to fruit and vegetables. I self-published this book. It was printed in San Antonio. It's hardback. It's on the best paper available. 344 pages, 840 of my photographs, more than 25 multi-page charts. Not on Amazon, not in stores. If you go there, you'll find the old book from 1991. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. Every book goes out signed. It's only $31.95 plus tax and postage. Order by calling during the week, 800-752-GROW, 800-752-4769, or at neilsperry.com, NEILSPERRY.com. There are many forms of espaliers. Diamond-shaped and basket weave patterns are most common, but you'll also see freeform styles as well. In fact, if you're starting an espalier, that's probably the easiest way for you to develop it. Some gardeners even go to the trouble of training plants into special shapes, like the pyracantha trained into the shape of golden arches. The secret in training espaliers is to start with young plants. Know the ultimate shape you'd like the espalier to assume. Train the plant to fill the espalier from the bottom. Once you've completed the bottommost portion, then move upward to the next layer. Keep doing so until you've completed the design. If you let the plant grow upward first, you'll find that all the new growth will occur at the top, leaving the bottom unfinished. You want to anchor your espalier to the wall by using masonry nails driven into the brick joints. Attach a stout wire to form the design, then secure the plant's limbs to the wire with plastic plant ties. Prune any twigs that grow off course, especially those that stand out away from the wall. If you have a wooden fence, or if you're putting the espalier against a wooden wall, you might consider putting the plant on a hinged trellis that would allow you to swing it out of the way if you have to repaint the house or rework the fence. One cultural note of importance, since you'll be growing espaliered plants in a somewhat artificial manner, you need to be prepared to pamper them just a little bit. Species that normally would tolerate full sun and north winds may need just a little protection from the elements. If you'd like a supple, attractive plant for your espaliers, consider the ones we're going to mention now. Each of these is commonly available in nurseries. Pyracantha is certainly the number one plant for espaliers. It grows quickly, it's unusually supple, and it bears spectacular berries all winter long. It's available in all manners of patterns. You can find preform espaliers pretty often. No plant holds up as well to the heat as Eleagnus. It has gray-green foliage and a vigorous habit of growth. You can train it easily into an espalier. You may even, in an off chance, find one. There are several types of junipers available as espaliers, but Hollywood Twisted Juniper is by far, far the best. It has very soft textured needles, and that makes it a lot easier to work with. Waxleaf Ligustrum, even little gem magnolias, even pear trees you'll see as espaliers. I'm Neil Sperry. What makes a tree great? In our next program. Until then, happy gardening.
Good morning, I'm Brad Mitchell with a look at your WTAW Sports. It's 6:53. In A&M men's basketball, Admon Gilder scored a career-high 22 points and added 7 rebounds and 7 assists last night as Texas A&M defeated Ole Miss 80-76. Here's Coach Billy Kennedy on the win.
You know, we've been ahead every game, but I think Kentucky, you know, in the second half, we closed it out. We finished the game the right way. We had big stops. We made big free throws. I think we did the little things tonight for 40 minutes, and that's a big step for us. That's something we haven't been doing.
Texas A&M outscored the Rebels 7-3 in the final 90 seconds to snap a three-game road losing streak in the SEC. The Aggs improved to 11-8 with a 3-5 mark in SEC play. The victory was A&M's first in Oxford, Mississippi, after falling in their previous two visits. Additionally, the Aggies now lead the all-time series between the schools 5-2. The Maroon and White next make a visit to Morgantown Saturday to face number 18 West Virginia during the Big 12 SEC Challenge. Tip-off is scheduled for 11 a.m. with pregame at 10:30, and you can catch all the action on News Talk 1620 WTAW. Elsewhere in college basketball, Jonathan Motley scored 25 points, and Baylor held on to beat Texas Tech 65-61 last night for the Bears' 13th straight home victory. A week after getting a career-high 32 points against Texas, Motley was 15 of 16 on free throws as the Bears pulled even with second-ranked Kansas atop the Big 12 standings. In A&M softball, Samantha Shaw and Tori Vidalis were named to the Southeastern Conference's 10th annual preseason All-SEC team, the league office announced yesterday. The preseason All-SEC softball team is voted on by the league's head coaches and consists of a minimum of 14 players. In the NFL, the league says its concussion protocol wasn't strictly followed when Miami Dolphins quarterback Matt Moore was treated for a hit to the chin and mouth in an AFC wildcard playoff game. An NFL investigation concluded Moore was bleeding from the mouth and was allowed to return to the game too quickly against Pittsburgh. In the NBA...
In the middle of Barnes, play by Porzingis. Barnes put it on the floor, knee-high dribble between his legs, back and forth, shake and bake, pull up, hit it from 16 off the right of the lane.
Harrison Barnes scored 23 points and Seth Curry had 20 as the Dallas Mavericks beat the New York Knicks 103-95 last night. Dirk Nowitzki added 19 points for Dallas, which was coming off a 49-point blowout of the Los Angeles Lakers. The last-place Mavericks have won 5 of 7. Meanwhile in Boston,
Isaiah, right side of the floor, pulls up on Beverly, going to take the long two and drain it. Tough shot.
Isaiah Thomas had 38 points and 9 assists. Jay Crowder scored 23, and the Boston Celtics beat the Houston Rockets 120-109 last night. James Harden finished with 30 points and 12 assists. Ryan Anderson scored 19, and Sam Decker had 15 off the bench as the Rockets lost for the sixth time in 9 games. In tennis, second seed Serena Williams will have to beat her sister Venus if she wants to win the Australian Open and wrap up her 23rd Grand Slam singles title. Serena Williams reached the final with a win over Mariana Luchi Baroni after 36-year-old Venus knocked out fellow American Coco Vandeweghe. Venus is the oldest player in the Open era to advance this far in the Australian Open final, 14 years after her last appearance in the final. And in New York, Brent Musburger is ending his sportscasting career at ESPN to get in the sports handicapping business. The 77-year-old will bow out after calling the January 31st basketball game between Kentucky and Georgia. Musburger came to prominence as part of CBS's NFL Today program in the 80s before he was let go by the network in what was considered a salary dump. And that's a look at your sports update. I'm Brad Mitchell on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
After my first pregnancy, I started getting pains in my legs and noticed spider and bulging veins popping up. For years, I'd watched my mom suffer with painful, knotty varicose veins, but she was too embarrassed to do anything. I love my mom and my legs, so I decided to take us both to Vein Clinics of America.
With over 200,000 successful procedures performed, Vein Clinics of America is the largest, most experienced vein treatment center in the U.S. Using state-of-the-art laser and minimally invasive treatments, they can begin restoring the natural beauty of your legs in as little as 1 hour with no downtime, and most treatments are covered by insurance.
Vein Clinics of America doctors are amazing. I got my beautiful legs back. Mom?
Thank you, honey. My legs are now pain-free for the first time in years. I can even wear dresses again.
Start the new year right by getting your beautiful legs back. Schedule a free fast-track consultation with one of our doctors. Call 800-600-2020. That's 800-600-2020. 800-600-2020.
Hallmark Cleaners understands that you make an investment in your clothes, so they don't cut corners when it comes to your dry cleaning. Hallmark Cleaners provides quality processing at competitive pricing. They have 3 BCS locations, South College Avenue, Rock Prairie Road at Highway 6, and Welburn Road next to Chicken Express, as well as one in Navasota. Experience great convenience with Hallmark's drive-thru and same-day, in-by-9, out-after-5 service. Hallmark Cleaners, the Brazos Valley's trusted dry cleaning and laundry service for over 20 years.
Bubba Dixon here for Tom Light Chevrolet to wish you a Happy New Year. What's the perfect way to ring in your 2017 with an amazing deal on a new car, truck, or SUV? Like a new 2017 Chevrolet Cruze Sedan LT at an incredibly low payment of just $176 a month. That's right, only $176 a month with zero down for a new Chevy Cruze at Tom Light Chevrolet. New year, new deals, and new choices. Over 200 cars, trucks, and SUVs available. Tom Light Chevrolet off North Earl Rudder Freeway in Bryan, or for the most competitive online pricing around, TomLight.com. Take the Tom Light Challenge for yourself and see why since 1972, all roads lead to Tom Light Chevrolet. Chevy, Find new roads.
Based on 39-month lease. Zero due at signing. No security deposit required. TTL and fees extra. Lease with approved credit. Additional charge of 25 cents per mile over 32,500 miles. Not all will qualify. Expires 1/31/17. See dealer for details.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's about a minute till. We're in the WC Tractor studio. WC Tractor, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. Just kind of poking around today, looking at stuff that's interesting on the Wall Street Journal. They've got a story about Harvard University. It's a big school up in Massachusetts.
I think I've heard of it.
Never heard of it. No.
Well, see, they have the largest endowment of any university in America.
Okay.
$37 billion, which is pretty big. Mm-hmm. They're firing half the staff that outsourcing their endowment, the people who handle that. They're getting rid of half the people who handle the endowment.
Okay.
They figure they can do it internally or in different ways.
Okay.
The number 8 school in U.S. America is a school in College Station.
Whoop!
They've got $9.7 billion, okay? Harvard, $37
billion. 37.
They've decided they can cut their staff in half to handle their endowment. A&M's is 9.7.
Well, they're smarter than us.
Well, but I'm just saying that's interesting. Again, a little esoteric, but just something you might watch for. Okay, it's 7 o'clock, WTAW.